Well, joining me to discuss this is Alan Craig, who's a Christian campaigner and activist. Alan, thanks very much for joining us.
Good morning to you. Good morning.
What are your thoughts about this judgment over this cake?
I'm really quite concerned on many different counts, but I think the main one is that our supposedly increasingly tolerant society is actually becoming increasingly intolerant. I mean, here's a small bakery in Northern Ireland that there's lots of bakeries in Northern Ireland, but the gay lobby, supported by the Equalities Commission, decided to test them out and decided to ask them to make a cake promoting a particular political point of view about gay marriage. And they quite reasonably refused to do that. And let's be clear, they've made it quite clear they have no problem with dealing with and selling cakes to gay couples at all. That's not the issue. The question is whether they should make and thereby support a political campaign. They refused to. But therefore, subsequently, the gay lobby themselves and supported by the Equalities Commission take them to court and they get fined. And what will indeed happen now, if we can go by what's happened to other people, such as the Bulls in Cornwall, who ran a bed and breakfast, their business now, in due course, will be closed down because people will be chasing after them and ridiculing them and trying to stop them doing business.
Well of course, that is...
We're becoming an increasingly intolerant society on these issues. There's no room for freedom of conscience and so on.
Obviously, we don't know what the final outcome will be for them in terms of their business, but the judge was very clear in saying that this is a direct discrimination for which there can be no justification.
Well, I'm sure that the judge was just saying what the law says, but that, therefore, is a reflection on the law. We have created a very intolerant law. We used to think that conscience was an important matter, and religious conscience or any other conscience was an important matter. No longer. The judge is just doing her job, I think, and fulfilling saying what the law says. So I'm not having a go at the judge. I'm having a go at the law and our society. But also at people like the Equalities Commission, who, you notice, seem to pick on all the little people. Be it, as I say, the Bulls, who run a little bed and breakfast down in Cornwall, be it a registrar in Islington from ethnic minority, be it a bakery in Northern Ireland. They're going after all the little people and becoming a very vindictive and vicious society.
Well here's
going
the thing.
Going after particularly people that have strong consciences.
So here's the thing. A lot of these businesses that you've mentioned are businesses. They are not religious organisations. They are businesses. So, in effect, they have to be governed by the laws of the land. They're not a church, they're not a mosque, they're not a gurdwara, they are a business. A business comes under law. That's the reality.
Sure, that's precisely what I'm saying. It's the law that's the problem. It's society, it's the government's the problem. It's not the individuals.
What would you change?
The Equalities Commission. What they're saying, look, there are lots of bakeries in Northern Ireland. The gay man that wanted this cake made could easily have gone somewhere else, but he decided deliberately not to. He was going to go after these Christians who he knew very well, had a very strong Christian conscience.
Well, you say that the minutiae of the case, from what I read, was that he placed an order. It was 2 days later before someone came back and said, well, actually, and the order was very clear about it was something, you know, it was going to have the word gay in it. Someone at that point could have said, I'm sorry, we can't take that order. But they waited another 2 days before they made that decision.
Absolutely, because actually they're nice people. They don't actually want to turn people down. They're also business people as well. They don't want to, but they go away and they reflect about the matter. And because they're Christians, I assume they pray about it as well, and then decide, actually, they can't, in all conscience, do this. We used to think conscience was really important. I don't really understand why now the government, particularly over the matter of gay marriage, the government has legislated, and society, therefore, through the government, has legislated such an intolerant line. Why, actually, couldn't the guy go to a different bakery?
Okay. And what do you make? I mean,
why would the Equalities Commission, which is the big one behind all these different prosecutions, why wouldn't the Equalities Commission say, look, actually, how about some wiggle room? How about reasonable accommodation? How about allowing people their religious conscience go to a different hotel in Cornwall, or there are lots of hotels in Cornwall, or go to a different bakery in Northern Ireland? But no, the Equalities Commission.
But isn't that the same thing as saying, well, actually, you are not welcome here. I mean, you may say it's an act of conscience, but other people would say you're essentially saying that you will legitimise the idea of you not being welcome. That takes us back to, you know, Irish blacks and all of that kind of stuff.
But let's be clear, the Asher's Bakery did not say they're not welcome. They said you're very welcome, we're very happy to sell you cakes. We don't mind whether you're gay or not, you can be whatever you like. However, we're not willing to support your political campaign in favour of gay marriage. And I think that's perfectly reasonable for them to do that.
And yet,
that's a really worrying thing. As you know, what will next happen? I mean, logically, what must now happen is the Equality Commission, or at least some perhaps a British Humanist Society, must go to a Muslim printer and insist that he prints cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. Now, that is the logic. That is where logically we've got to.
I don't think that that would be the case. But, you know, obviously, maybe someone will try it out and we'll find out. Just very quickly.
You know very well they won't.
Well, you never know. But, Alan, just very quickly, of course, Ireland, of course, has, as you know, an overwhelming vote in favour of gay marriage. So, you know, the tides are turning in Ireland.
I don't doubt the tides are turning. I don't doubt it's being pushed through. I've looked with real envy from sitting as I do in London, the United Kingdom, looked with real envy that at least the Irish people have had a chance to express their own views upon it. As you know, over here, we had no opportunity to express our views on it. It was pushed through by David Cameron following the 2010 general election, which none of the political parties mentioned gay marriage. And indeed, David Cameron, just before the 2010 general election, said there would be no gay marriage. Changed his mind, shoved it through, no consultation, no white paper, no green paper, nothing at all, shoved through by Parliament, and it was dumped all over us. At least the Irish have had a chance to have their say on the matter.
Well,
we may or may not disagree. I rather think it's a bit like, in my own view, it's a bit like Turkey's voting for Christmas, but nonetheless they've had a chance, and democracy has had its chance in Ireland.
Alan,
we didn't have it over here.
Thank you very much. Good to speak to you this morning.